Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Drones with Rosalind Peters of Skywatch. She was supposed to be on last week, but she picked her phone up and there were people, phone company working on it or something. So we'll see if that happens again. Probably just an accident that's happened to me before. The government's tapping your phone. They call up and tell you they're going to kill you and your family and that they were just listening to your phone conversation so you know it's the government. Whistleblower, NSA analyzing conversations in real time. And that's mainstream news. Totally illegal, everything you do in live time with computers you paid for. You have any idea how much that cost? Oh, man. And that's so if a good FBI agent or good state police are about to bust narcotics, trafficking, child kidnapping by the rest of the government, that they suddenly get arrested or stopped or killed. In fact, the state police in Texas wondered how, with the youth commission and the government rape rooms, little kids, how the pedos knew what they were doing before they even went out to do something. Because the pedos run the NSA, folks. It's the kingdom of the pedo. Haven't figured that out yet? Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm an entrepreneur. I've got a little alt media thing I'm trying to do, you know, and I just wanted to clear up one thing, please. You thought it was me calling in Eric from Colorado or something a couple months ago or a month ago or something.
I'm not talking to you anymore, buddy. Okay, get off my show. I'm taking calls from entrepreneurs. Let's talk to Brent in Louisiana. You're on the air, Brent. Go ahead.
Long time listener, first time caller, Alex.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, working hard every day, building beautiful things.
Well, tell us about your evil. Obama says you're filth.
I came down to Louisiana after a hurricane to help these people get back into their homes. I've been here ever since. But I am a free American. I report none of my activities to any registering or taxing bureau because my private contracts are private between citizens.
We need more of that. We need to just, because this system's illegitimate. And if something's unconstitutional, just don't follow it. That's my personal view. That's what I'm starting to do.
Yes, sir, I agree. I pay no income tax. I cannot morally support that when they use my money to strafe half the world with bullets and kill all kinds of people.
Well, all the money goes to foreign banks. Ronald Reagan's own commission found that.
Oh, yes, sir, the Blue Ribbon Panel. Yes, sir, I'm very aware. I am on your planet InfoWars. Shout out to that. It is a great place to hook up. I found a lot of people here in Louisiana, FEMA Region 6, that are also fellow activists. I do have a side hobby. Trying to end the warrantless checkpoints in my area. I'm out there with my sign, peaceably protesting everyone I can find.
Oh, you're even worse than an entrepreneur. You're engaging in the American pastime of the First Amendment as well. Man, I bet Obama isn't too pleased with you because you didn't do nothing. Going up, knocking on doors, selling business, doing a good job as a carpenter, busting your butt. All that. How dare you, you lazy. You ought to be totally unhappy on welfare, taking Prozac. Then you'd be a real citizen, you piece of trash.
A single dollar of welfare, food stamps, disability, or Social Security, I never will. I will not subscribe to that system. I am only obligated to obey the laws of the one true and God, and Obama is not him.
Well, that's sacrilege. Get that heathen off here right now. Boy, you don't engage in that type of... Romans 13 is taught in all the major churches now. He is our Lord, our King, and our loving Savior. You will do what he says immediately. How dare you? We got Rosalind Peters on for about 30 minutes or so, and then I'm going to get to evil entrepreneurs like Ralph and Marty and Doris and Jason and other. Just phones are open for entrepreneurs. And I understand if you're a bureaucrat or a government person, you don't know what that is, but 800-259-9231. I never knew I was so dirty and bad. My brain just burns with all these different ideas and art I want to do, oil painting, photo shoots, films, work, pieces, comedy thing. I'm just evil. I just, government, North Korea, save me. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the White House gatekeeper type folks over at Think Progress have written a big article demonizing the wicked Drudge Report and calling for the mainstream dinosaur media to take him to the woodshed for linking to evil websites like InfoWars.com. Let me see. What did Drudge link to, just from memory? We had a story about how the military is spraying bug poison on major cities in Florida with links to the military's own admissions and CBS News, and pointed out the military is taking over more and more civilian roles. I mean, that is news. That is important. That's a real phenomenon. But that's a conspiracy theory, because it means they don't want, again, they're gatekeepers. They control reality. When there's a new TSA video out, or we interview a victim and premiere some video of them groping someone, that's the type of thing. I mean, but to them, that's a conspiracy theory. In fact, they say he's linking to conspiracy sites, and it must happen. It must be shut down. Report, Drudge funneled at least 30 million visitors to conspiracy websites in the last year. And it goes on to say that this is a very dark, horrible thing that has to be dealt with. Creating a powerful incentive for mainstream media to overlook the unsavory side of his operation. because he gives them so much traffic, too. Again, this is the type of gatekeeping garbage. I've been covering geoengineering for 17 years on air. The White House science czar, John P. Holdren, the same guy that says he wants to sterilize you and your family by putting stuff in the water. I mean, he wrote a book saying that. He says they're already geoengineering. There's all these thousands of government reports worldwide admittedly doing it. But then when I talk about it and say it's a bad thing, because the fact that it's going on is public, the details are secret, it's the dissent. It's the fact that I don't want the military running checkpoints on highways because it's not what a free country has. I'm bad because I don't want to have unmanned drones surveilling me illegally and looking in my backyard. In fact, Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday that I guess, according to George Soros funded Think Progress, should not be up there, where another George Soros type, Bill Gates, is giving money to a company to dump tons of sulfur dioxide linked to health problems, autoimmune disorders, you name it, on New Mexico in a geoengineering test. And by the way, that is admitted going on, but it doesn't exist because they said so. Gates funded experiment to spray atmosphere with sulfur particles. Geoengineering threatens to worsen droughts, starve millions. And of course, they say the Pentagon will use weather as a weapon. But again, I'm not supposed to talk about that. In fact, scroll down in the article there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can see some of the links in there. The London Guardian's reporting on it. But when they report, it's okay. When I report, it doesn't exist. Just like Think Progress and George Soros, other outfits say there is no global government. And if you talk about megabanks taking over, you are evil, even though it's all over the news. Of course, when CNBC covers it, they say it's good. It's bad, though, when I cover it. It's nice to have a big ring around the sun from all the particles they're spraying on us. Aluminum dioxide, barium salts, a lot of the plants dying from the aluminum now. It's a giant secret program that they admit they're doing, but again, I should just shut up. Marine mammals all the world dying when they have these high-powered sonar tests. I should just shut up. Here's another one. My taxpayer money, New American Magazine. Laser-powered drone could remain airborne forever. And it's a big one. Surveilling is what it's about. A wingspan of about 15 feet, looks like. Oh, and they could even have lasers on them to blind you if you don't submit. Yeah, let's use our tax money so the government can arm against us. That's a great idea. And have troops domestically, even though the Declaration of Independence says that should be illegal. Everything the Declaration of Independence says, how great entrepreneurs are, how bad the bureaucrats can become. Let's get rid of that. I'm going to shut up now and go to our guest. I just wanted to introduce that. She was going to be on last week but had phone trouble. And she joins us now, Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch. She's the president and co-founder of the Agriculture Defense Coalition. And she just does an amazing job out there. And she's been talking about the geoengineering, laymen call it chemtrailing, since before the government admitted they were doing it. And she joins us now to break down the latest on all of this and how it ties into weather mod drones, what's happening in the oceans, all of this. Joining us right now, Rosalind, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me as a guest on your show today. It's a pleasure and honor to be here with you.
There's so much to talk about. What do you want to get into first? What do you think of Bill Gates now publicly is going to spray sulfur dioxide on us?
Well, heaven help us, because sulfur dioxide, when it comes back down to Earth, is going to cause air pollution, water pollution, acid rains, which are going to destroy our forest lands and agriculture crop production. And when they're talking about enough to have a significant experiment, this is going to be several megatons, I'm sure, because David Keith loves to talk in the form of putting megatons up there. And it can destroy beneficial atmospheric ozone. So I don't get why we are going to stand by and allow Bill Gates and David Keith to pollute our water, to pollute our air, to destroy beneficial atmospheric ozone, just to be able to conduct an experiment. In other words, and they also say, oh, well, we think the public should finance it. So this was in the New York Times, as they were saying, oh, well, the public should finance it.
Well, the Council on Foreign Relations came out last year and said geoengineer everything and make us pay taxes to Bill Gates to spray us. He's going to control the hurricanes and stuff. But he's a very loving person. And of course, what's wrong with burning up the ozone layer? I mean, they admit that's what this does. It's like they're the devil and they want to destroy the planet.
Well, and just who decided that just because Bill Gates happened to get lucky and make some money at Microsoft, that all of a sudden he should play God? I mean, just, that to me irritates the heck out of me, that we have people who just because they have financial money because they made it and got lucky, that all of a sudden they have become gods and should rule us and decide what kind of environment we should live in.
Well, you know, usually Obama's demonizing entrepreneurs that work hard and usually don't get lucky. It's hard work. But in Bill Gates' case, it actually was getting lucky. They were worried about antitrust laws, so IBM set him up as a front company. They do that a lot. But in the case of Bill Gates, he's actually a national security level operative. That's why he heads all this up. He's actually above ultra top secret operative.
Whatever it is, he has no right, nor does anybody else have the right, to go up and poison our atmosphere, our air, our water, our soil, and put at risk the atmosphere above us that provides life here on Earth for us. And so any type of geoengineering experiment, I mean, Bill Gates has talked about, you know, they talk about sulfur dioxide because they want to kind of link it to volcanoes and say it's okay. But Bill Gates got on the air just the other day. It's on my geoengineering section of my website. He got on and was talking about putting aluminum oxide up. And his research and studies is not about sulfur dioxide these days. It's actually about putting up aluminum oxide. Well, the Navy is already doing that for us. They put an aluminum oxide dust cloud over the eastern seaboard of the United States, which is coming back down to Earth to contaminate air, water, and soil. It's called the U.S. Navy CARE, Charged Aerosol Release Experiment. It's on the NASA website. They're part of this as well. So we're already doing it. In other words, putting up this aluminum oxide dust cloud.
Rosalind, how do you deal exactly? How do you deal with them on C-SPAN writing books, thousands of Department of Energy programs, patents on adding it to jet fuel? The skies they admit are 21 to 30% darker worldwide from the trails, the persistent trails. They're doing it. The soils everywhere, as you know, it's coming out, are full of aluminum. They're saying they don't know why the plants aren't growing. They're killing us. I mean, they're already doing this, and then saying that they've got to bring in carbon taxes because of climate problems. But all the tests they're doing, when we talk to geoengineers, they say that would cause droughts instead of what they claim trying to cause rain. It looks like they've actually weaponized things already, something Iran claimed 2 days ago.
Well, certainly. And the U.S. Air Force has been working on owning the weather since the 1990s. And to think that they're not going to use weather as a way to coerce other countries into doing what we want or testing it on the population here to raise food prices? Oh, absolutely. And we've got 66 ongoing weather modification programs ongoing across the United States here. And according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and on top of that, we have 169 weather modification projects going on worldwide. And to say, well, everything is caused by, you know, climate change and warming, well, there's studies now that show that the jets leaving these contrails in our skies are warming us up. It's causing warming in the Arctic and melting in the Arctic. And so when you start to talk about, well, we need to do something about global warming, well, let's take care of the jets and stop the man-made cloud production, which changes our climate. I mean, NASA, Stanford University studies, all of this are very clear that the water vapor released by the jets are warming us up artificially, and that the Alaska melting, so that they can exploit the natural resources like shell in Alaska and other countries, can exploit and drill in the Arctic, is needed because they can't get in if those areas are frozen. Oh, this this has political and all kinds of ramifications much further than most people really realize.
But of course, the control freaks want to control the weather. They call it owning the weather. It's a Pentagon document. They admit they're already weather weaponizing. They're attacking us to bankrupt us so Big Agra can come in with these seeds that are aluminum resistant. So no one else's seeds will work. They're salting the earth with aluminum dioxide.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Yeah, but if you think you're going to grow some food in that backyard, not for long. The aluminum's going up.
I live back in the...
Don't worry, Big Agra's got new seeds that can grow in aluminum. Ha, ha, ha. What a business plan.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Well, they got drones for that.
Country folks can survive.
And the best part is you're going to pay for it all with your tax money.
I can plow a field all day.
Oh, no, you can't. They have the new EPA enforcers, anti-dust. Multi-$1,000 fines, including hay dust.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Oh, the rural commissions are going to inspect and stop that with the Animal ID Premises ID.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade.
All right, that's enough for me. Oh, but here's the best part. Crank it up right here, and we'll go to our guest.
Country folks can survive.
There's one thing left. It's our guns. They're going to get those, too. Don't you worry.
Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make a lunch. Those wooden bone boys raised on shotguns.
Bitter clingers. We say grace. We say amen. Let's go back to our guest. Good old Hank Williams, Jr., Rosalind Peterson, give out your websites. There's so much more on those. And continue what the first and foremost threat is. Because, you know, they've gone from denying all this to just, yeah, we're going to be spraying you in your town. Yeah, we're going to control the climate now. We're not going to tell you the details. We're going to spray some aluminum on you. But just sit down and shut up. And by the way, Fukushima's good for you.
I absolutely agree with you. This is not going down the right path. At all, in any direction. And, what bothers me here is how did the Air Force get into the business of spraying to kill mosquitoes with C-130 aircraft?
It's all conditioning us.
But look at what they're putting on us. They're putting on us a carcinogen.
Oh.
Not a possible carcinogen, a listed carcinogen, especially for men, but a carcinogen. And they're spraying it to kill mosquitoes. Now, think about this. What they're spraying is toxic to birds, fish. It's toxic to all of the natural predators of mosquitoes. So it's going to kill the natural predators off. And it's going to give everyone sprayed cancer because eventually you're going to be breathing this. Your kids will breathe it. People are going to get sick. And here's the label for Dibrom or Naled, which the Air Force is spraying on Florida as we speak. Says emergency overview, danger, poison, corrosive, clear amber liquid with a sharp, pungent odor that causes irreversible eye and skin damage, may be fatal if swallowed, inhaled or absorbed through the skin and eyes. Rapidly absorbed through the skin, repeated irritation or skin contact may, without symptoms, progressively increase susceptibility to organophosphate poisoning. May be an aspiration hazard, may cause an allergic reaction. The product is combustible and toxic to fish, birds, and other wildlife. Now just look at what they're spraying on the residents of Florida with a C-130 cargo plane that can spray an unlimited amount of this chemical over everything. And they're spraying your homes, your backyards. They're spraying everything. And
oh, but it's because they, and they never did it before, but now they are, and it's no big deal. Aluminum, barium, radioactive isotopes, bug poison. They are loving us right now.
Well, sure, because we're putting up with it and we're just being their guinea pigs for their experiments.
Well, you know, cancer and Alzheimer's and all the other diseases are off the charts. I mean, this is, we ought to, like Obama said, everything good comes from government. And I think, Rosalind Peterson, that you should get down on your knees and thank them for chemtrailing you right now.
Why is that?
Well, you're not an extremist, are you?
No, but I object to being poisoned without having a say in what they're doing. I object to being subjected to some company having me have genetically modified mosquitoes that are going to infect us and kill the population.
Now. It's
what?
Not that bad.
It isn't?
No, I mean, so what if pediatric cancer is up over 10,000% and breast cancer up over 2,000%. I mean, so what if people are dying left and right? I mean, there's something. So they did secret testing on troops thousands of times, killing them with nerve gas. Rosalind, I mean, these are good people running things. You didn't hear Obama's speech where he said everything good comes from the government?
Well, not that particular one, no.
All right, listen, let's get into sonar. You've been looking heavily into that. They're not only helping us, they're helping the marine mammals and releasing GMO salmon that will extinct the other ones, they admit. So there's more good news straight ahead. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, from tree to the ground, and shutter from the sound. The death machine makes slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound. In the summer of rage, they're building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state.
That's right, Shooter Jennings. Now your daddy's proud of you looking down from Valhalla. By the way, I want to get Shooter Jennings back on the show. We're very close. We're getting a super iconic country legend on the show who is a listener. So look for that very, very soon. And Dave Mustaine's coming to visit me this weekend here in Austin. We're good friends. He comes and visits every few months. Might get a special interview with him on a bunch of subjects. Who knows? Not name dropping, but it is important to name drop a bit because it shows so many famous and popular people are tuned in or are tuning into reality. The awakening's happening, and those are bellwethers. We're going to go back to our guest here in just a moment. We're going to have the head of the American Small Business Bureau. Will you guys give me his bio, please? Thank you. Coming on the show briefly at the end to give us his take on Obama's statements about entrepreneurs are the problem, not the solution. Government lays the golden eggs. Even the Easter Bunny is sent out by the government. Everything, Santa Claus as well. But, you know, notice that George Soros-funded Think Progress and Media Matters are all freaking out that Drudge links to Infowars.com. And tells the media to take him to task as if that will punish Drudge. You can't take him to task. All Drudge does is link to a wide spectrum of news, government documents, whatever it is. I mean, it's an aggregating site. There's nothing you can take away from it. I mean, all you do with demonizing him is making cooler because you guys are so uncool, so untrusted, so disliked that when you attack somebody, that's the seal of approval. And you figure that out. That's why you've got internet kill switches and re-education centers set up. And you're very upset. It scares you that any day we could put an article out at Infowars.com and you can't gatekeep it. Even if Drudge wasn't there, our listeners are able to punch stuff out and get it out there. Drudge supercharges that. And they talk about how horrible it is that this is funding Infowars. Really, it's a small part of it, but you can believe it's a big part of it if you want. What's funding it is subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me just give you a little newsflash. Sponsors on radio. You know, we're on hundreds of radio stations and sponsors on internet and books and videos and things we sell. And then anytime I need to, I don't like to. Government loves to come give you a new tax and force you at gunpoint to do something. We can go to our listeners and get money. Which, you know, we're going to do a money bomb this year because, you know, we need to hire more people, get stuff running better. So don't worry. For all of the detractors, we'll do a big 48-hour marathon. Well, who wants to go 24 hours straight? We'll go 48 hours live broadcast. And I'm gonna use this for fundraising here, the fact that you want to shut our funding off. And I predict this year, even though we're in the engineered depression, we'll be one of the big – we'll be the – I bet we're going to get double any previous money bomb. Because I'm just going to point out you don't want us around. How do you like that? See, George Soros gets banker bailout money and government contract money. I've analyzed it. And then goes and funds anti-American globalist takeovers. We just sit here to the American people and say, if you support us, buy our books and videos at InfoWarsShop.com. Now, I'm pretty wound up today, Rosalind Peterson. I know you come on the nightly news quite a bit and just do invaluable work. In 3 or 4 minutes finishing up here, and we look forward to getting you back on the news commercial-free soon. Tell us about the websites, the sonar issues, what else you're looking at, because I don't know anybody out there more on, you know, the skywatch of what's happening and what you're dealing with.
Well, anyone could go to agriculturedefensecoalition.org or californiaskywatch.com. There's a category section that interlinks them, and you can look up any of the sections and any of the issues that we've talked about here today and find the government documents, the studies, the research. 10 years of it is on the two websites, and you can find all of the government documents and the information about what we were talking about here today. I want to encourage everyone to go to the U.S. Navy section because the U.S. Navy has decided that they're going to increase the number of their exercises or expand the areas in which they may occur in the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico, and that virtually every coastal state will be affected by their 5-year warfare testing exercises, new weapons testing experiments, etc. And this is over land areas as well as in all of our ocean areas surrounding the United States and in the island areas like the Marianas near Guam or and in the Hawaiian Islands. And they're going to make the ranges so big. You can go to my website at the U.S. Navy and look at the U.S. Navy map, and you'll see their map. And the range of extension on the Atlantic side of the ocean goes from the state of Maine and up where the Canadian border is all the way down to Florida, and then it extends into the Gulf of Mexico. This training, bomb blasts, 5,000-pound bombs, 1,000-pound bombs, 500-pound bombs, sonar testing, chemical testing, laser testing, magnetic type of testing, radars, sonars, lasers, you name it, they're going to be testing it. And they're going to be testing it on our marine mammals. 11.7 million are going to be disrupted. And the Navy wants to practice in every National Marine Sanctuary, Marine Reserve, biologically sensitive area, and to use sonar while the whales are migrating. It's going to be a holocaust in our oceans with shock and awe as the end result. And this is war testing. This is war practice and war testing. The United States Navy has decided to go to war on the oceans of the world all around us and to conduct a massacre in the name of war practice. Now, they're going to be going all the way from the Gulf of Alaska down to Southern California, all the way across to the Hawaiian Islands and to the Marianas Islands, testing inside or outside the various ranges. And I'm going to tell you the holocaust that is going to be committed on the marine mammals, the fish, the coral reefs from the bomb blasts, the missiles. And I'm going to tell you, this is all live fire. This is no duds. This is no just ordinary practice.
Well, you've got to spray bug poison on all the major cities as corporate welfare. You've got to buy more bombs so you can expend them. And you got to bankrupt the taxpayer somehow.
Of course.
Yeah, well.
And they're well on their way, and I'm going to tell you that the poisons that they're going to put in the atmosphere with the aluminum oxide testing and the trimethyl aluminum testing and atmospheric testing and all these other things they're doing, and you can read online. Go to the U.S. Navy websites. I put them online. You can read the environmental impact statements. You can read exactly what they intend to do and when they're going to do it and how many ranges are now in operation. And the nuclear powered drones they're talking about.
Oh, wonderful. I love nuclear powered things falling out of the sky. Well, you've been seeing all these articles. The London Guardian, there was a new one this week. Another environmentalist said radiation's good because it gets rid of humans. There was actually a big articles out praising radiation in Chernobyl because it ran the humans out. I mean, come on, don't be an extremist. Radiation is loving. Well, listen, I really appreciate you joining us, Rosalind Peterson, and we'll talk to you very soon from Skywatch, California. God bless you.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you. There she goes. All right, I want to continue here in a minute with Obama again, in case you missed it. Saying that small business owners are nobodies. I mean, you're actually the slugs. You're the people holding things back. You're the problem. You didn't do anything. Okay? And, you know, just like government created heaven in North Korea, it's going to create it here. And you better learn that. Here's some of the other news that we have, some good news. Texas Republican Party calls for mandatory GMO labeling, legalized raw milk, complete elimination of TSA. That is now in the official voted on planks of the Republican Party that the Patriots have taken over here in Texas. So there you go. At least the Republican Party on the surface can be co-opted if we take it over. Democratic Party is dedicated. It's got a lot of well-meaning idiots in it, but dedicated to collectivism, which only creates nightmare scenarios. Continuing, North Korea's new hereditary dictator cements control over the army, and I guess that's all that matters. They don't have many vehicles that actually run, but they do have fancy uniforms. Kim Jong-un, I'm going to do something very special now on the nightly news. I endorsed Obama. The video's at Infowars.com. It is satire, folks. Well, tonight if I'm going to endorse Obama, why not really endorse total government? I am going to kneel Kim Jong-un tonight, and this is going to be some very special time we're going to spend worshiping. Tonight on the Nightly News, you don't want to miss that. Chavez accused of eroding rights, Financial Times. Oh, really? Just taking everybody's businesses and putting all those little parasites over them? It's not enough to just pay all the welfare out to the corporations and other people. They have to have your business taken over and you're thrown out. Olympic opening ceremony slashed by half an hour over fears of G4S security shambles could cause chaos and for spectators. Oh, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we, the conspiracy theorists, broke all this with a well-known filmmaker who infiltrated, but we're just the conspiracy theorists. See, we don't get Pulitzer Prizes. We're just called conspiracy theorists. So Daily Mail now reporting on that. And show is London Guardian. Olympic Security, MOD, prepares to call up 2,000 more troops for G4S shortfall. So there you go. The military, as we also told you, taking over that entire operation. But again, we're just right about it again. We don't get a pat on the back or anything for that. We get in trouble. Hey, I saw this. We're going to post this up at Infowars.com. Down on South Congress at the Ben White Florist, they posted South Congress hookers welcome Secret Service. And we had our reporters down there yesterday. This is a real photo. We're going to have video tonight. A Ben White Florist, SoCo hookers welcome Secret Service. I like that. You know, the Secret Service a lot of times comes in, we've confirmed, and goes into areas and says, take down your political sign for the rival. They did that for Bush, and now they're going to do it for Obama, I guess. But how about SoCo hookers welcome Secret Service? I like that. Okay, continuing here with the news. I noticed some comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet saying, hey, cover the Sheriff Joe Arpaio thing more. Well, I mean, we did. Red link, Infowars.com, national security threat, Obama birth certificate, proven fraudulent. And look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I didn't get into the birther stuff 4 years ago. I went and looked at the document. It's fake. It's a fake computer font that's supposed to look like typewriter font. How do I know that? Every typewriter strike is different, like a snowflake, okay, or like a fingerprint. Because they splat down differently how hard you push, okay? That's what's going on. That's what's happening. So that's the reality. And it's fake. It's fake. It's totally fake. And they basically found the same things. And folks, no one was called African or African-American in 1961. That didn't start till the 80s. That's all been confirmed. That's on record. That's happening. That's going on. That's the reality. That's what's happening here, okay? And Arpaio, Obama birth record, definitely fraudulent, AP. So the system's very upset about that, and we'll be covering it tonight because no one believes you anymore. Now, again, we were thrown off because all of his publications, all of his reports, all of his everything said he was born in Kenya. He himself, his wife said that. But that was the cover. It's Frank Marshall Davis. So that's why we have these fake and doctored birth certificates. It turns out he was born in Hawaii, probably. It's just we're given fake birth certificates because it is Father Unknown on there. And that's what this one shows. They doctored that out because the marks are Father Unknown, but then it says Father Known. Point is that it's as phony as a $3 bill. We don't even know exactly who he is. 98% chance Frank Marshall Davis. Now, I want to just briefly, I want to get him to pop in. We're going to go a little bit into overdrive and take small business owners that have been holding patiently like Ralph and others. But Lloyd Chapman, ASBL.com, frequent guest, fellow Texan, work for Bob Bullock here. He's pointed out they criminally divert most of the funds that are supposed to go to small businesses in bids to multinationals and globalists. They have blacklists. He sued them countless times and won. He exposes this. I briefly wanted to get him on. Play the clip of Obama, please. Here is Obama saying that if you have a small business, you didn't do jack diddly squat. So now not only are small businesses not on the radar, now it's bad. In fact, you abuse somebody's labor to even have a small business, you pieces of filth. Here it is.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so that all the companies could make money off the internet.
Okay. Now, again, this is a guy that gives the contracts to offshore cronies to shut American business down, and the crowd's cheering when they hear about small businesses being bad. Like whenever there's a riot or whatever, the small businesses all get burned down. So, I mean, let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. He used to run stuff in Chicago. He's saying, hey, small businesses, they're going to burn, baby. And it's like, you bet they are. This is the screwball level this has come to. Something that, what do you make of this Lloyd Chapman? What do you make of now the open assault on the almost extinct small business?
Oh, you know, I like to make dramatic statements and back them up with irrefutable fact. And here's my dramatic statement. Barack Obama is one of the most anti-small business presidents in U.S. history. Fact number one, on February of 2008, he released a statement and said it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So he admitted it was a problem, he admitted he knew about it, and he promised to stop it. The most recent data released by the SBA about July 3rd showed that of the top 100 recipients of federal small business contracts from the Obama administration, 70 are large businesses, including Finn Mechanica, a defense contractor owned by the Italian government that's getting hundreds of millions in U.S. government small business contracts. About 2 years ago, I sued the Obama administration when he removed the parent company Dun & Bradstreet number from the government's database of suppliers, which was how federal investigators and people like me and you could see who really owns the company. Is this a real small business or is this a front for some large corporation? He removed that from the database so you couldn't tell.
Yeah, folks, you wonder why the economy's shutting down. They're paying to move your jobs. They're not just leaving. They want them gone so you're on welfare under their control. Stay there. We'll talk about it.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We'll be right back.
few minutes left with Lloyd Chapman. I appreciate him coming on short notice. So we're told we have Bibles and guns were better clingers. That's, think of, he said that about Muslims or some other group or Jewish groups. I mean, but it's like Christians, it's allowed to be attacked. In fact, it's like cool. And then now, and again, I'm not even supporting Romney, folks. You have to understand, it's that Obama is so bad to come out and say, if you have a small business, you didn't build that, you didn't do that, implying that you don't have crew that get paid or crew that get promoted. It's like saying that the workers and the government are together against the business owner, when it's the big mega business owners that actually have gamed the whole thing for corporate welfare and to get all the small business contracts. Because, yeah, the American system, I guess you could say, is some government contracts to small businesses with the tax money. But that system's out the window, but then Obama runs around talking about it. Lloyd Chapman of American Small Business League, what do you make of this?
Yeah, it's just it's stunning that this isn't on the front page of every newspaper in the country. America's in the worst economic downturn in 80 years. We know from the U.S. Census Bureau data that small businesses create over 90% of all net new jobs. We've got a president who's attacking small businesses and diverting the federal funds that by law should go to them to the biggest companies on earth. I simply can't believe that this is not on every television station and every newspaper in the country. It's just shocking. More evidence that Barack Obama is anti-small business. That's why I got to go to federal court every day of the week getting information from the Obama administration about who's getting these federal small business contracts.
It's supposed to be public, but they're trying to make it secret. And you narrowly defeated a blacklist they had. But,
oh, yeah.
But that's still being implemented secretly.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you something funny. I have a friend that does business with the government, and he's one of my supporters, and he was doing business with a government contractor, and some purchasing agent sort of unknowingly told him that there was a note in there to blacklist his company. And the guy didn't understand. He was looking at the screen while he's talking to a friend of mine. And now the truth is, what small businesses need to do is stand together and object to this. And, you know, it's $100 billion a year that's supposed to go to small businesses, and it's not happening. Funny thing is, the Obama administration released the information July 3rd. They're claiming that they gave $100 billion, over $100 billion, to small businesses. Yet they released it secretly to a small group of journalists. That, you know, President Obama didn't go on national television to talk about it. He knows that he doesn't want media scrutiny. But if the Obama administration, you know, actually gave $100 billion to small businesses, you'd think he'd issue a press release. He'd be on television talking about it. He hasn't mentioned it. So just notice Barack Obama has not mentioned that July 3rd, his administration claimed.
Well, of course. I mean, almost all the bailout money goes to offshore corporations.
That's
the plan. And once we're fully imploded, they can all come back in and buy the country up for pennies on the dollar.
Yep. It's unbelievable. By the way, you can't get this story in the mainstream media. I'll tell you something, Alex. I did an interview with CBS, NBC, and the Washington Post. Those stories didn't run. They were supposed to run on certain dates. They didn't run.
By the way, I mean, that's why I got the Washington Post once just called today and wants to talk to me. And it's like, even if the reporter's good, it's either going to be a hit piece or it'll never run. I mean, the Wall Street Journal sent a big writer down here a few years ago. They said, oh, it's going to be a cover story. Oh, yes. And I said, oh, your editor told you that. I said, it will be killed by News Corp above that. And she called me back a month later and said, my God, you're right. I've never had this happen working here, you know, a decade.
Happens to me every week. When I did the CBS interview when it was over, I told the cameraman, the producer, the reporter, I said, this story will never air. You can't put Lloyd Chapman on national television. It'll never happen. And when I did the CBS interview, I guess that was about 10 days ago, I told them the same thing. But if you talk to the Washington Post, ask them where their story is about the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants that were supposed to run about 10 days ago.
All right. Listen, great job. We'll talk to you for a full interview soon. But understand, folks, they don't want you to know this information. Get InfoWars out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.